We turn attention now to the Vegas Golden Knights. General Manager George McPhee joining Hockey Central at noon. George, good afternoon. Thanks so much for doing this. First of all, congratulations on a wonderful season last year. As unexpected as it may have been, it was a wild ride for everybody. How was it for you, George?
Well, it was just about the most fun you could ever have in the game. Any manager that I talked to that had managed an expansion team said it was the most fun you'll ever have, but and that was without the winning. Most guys experienced tough first years. It was just so much fun. We didn't anticipate it. We tried to put the best team we could on the ice. It took off, and as I said, it was as much fun as you could have in the game.
So what's the biggest challenge? Just managing expectations? Because we know what everybody expects after last season, and that's just to win the Stanley Cup now.
Yeah, well, the expectations are fine. If people here and elsewhere are hoping that we're a real good team again, that's fine with us. You know how Turk coaches his team. It's all the emphasis will be on trying to win the next game. I don't think he's going to allow them to look back. We're going to take their rearview mirror out of the car and not look back at last year. It's over. This is a new year. And he'll focus on the next game as he did all last year, and we'll hope for the best.
So do you say to Gerard, look, I've improved your team. I've given you Pacioretty, I've given you Stastny. Can I expect better results, Turk?
That's what I said to him this summer at breakfast.
Yeah. Well, time will tell on how we do here. We felt like... we had a couple of holes to fill on the second line, and we wanted to get a couple of real good two-way players that can play in all situations, and both Stastny and Pacioretty can do that. Turk has had Pacioretty. Pacioretty and Stastny happen to be real good friends. They played together on some U.S. teams, and we're hoping that they could be reunited here. And again, we can, if you need a goal, they're on the ice. If you're protecting the lead, they're on the ice. They can play power play. They can kill penalties. So there's a lot of utility. And we're basically, with the team overall, looking for growth. We had some players, a lot of players last year, that whether it's Marchessault or Carlson, Smith, Tuck, Theodore, Schmidt, Miller, all these guys took big steps last year, and we're hoping for more steps this year. And we'll see what kind of growth we get from the team.
George, Schmidt became a real, real important player, and obviously the frustration of losing him as a young player, just really his career taken off, to lose him for 20 games. How do you plan for that, George, with your group when he was such an integral part down the stretch?
Well, two things, really. You treat it like it's an injury, and they're going to happen, and there are times when you have to go without people, and we did it a lot last year. I think we were third or fourth in the league in man games lost. The other thing you do is other players get opportunities. Right now, Colin Miller is going to move up to that slot and play with McNabb, and he could do a very good job. He took some very, very big steps for us last year, and we liked the way he played, and so he'll move up, and someone will fill in on the third line. And we've got a couple of young guys that have done real well. And so we'll see. We'll keep the fingers crossed. It's a big loss. Nate brings some real good pace and transition to our game, and he's turned out to be the opposite of what everyone thought he was. That people thought he was a defensive risk. He's actually turned out to be excellent defensively.
Hey, George.
And so. Yeah.
Without knowing every detail in the Schmidt situation, I've talked to enough people to say that this wasn't a guy that went out and got performance-enhancing drugs so he can get a competitive edge on everyone else. And when I say that, do you look at that particular system that we have now and say it's flawed and we got to look at it again?
Well, there is some uncertainty, and until you go through the program as like we did, you don't know how effectively it works. And my concern here, and I'm certainly an advocate for this kind of program, and happy that the Players Association and the league have worked something out. It's probably never perfect, but I believe in Nate. He is, I've known him a long time. He does not know how this happened, and I believe him. And my concern is, how do we prevent this from happening again with either him or someone else in the near future? You know, I don't know what the answer is to that, and we'll see how things go in the near future. But that was difficult for me looking at this as objectively as I could.
George, you look at all the deals you were able to get done, and you got a lot of extensions done, a lot of them long-term with a lot of your key guys. Had some done before the end of the season last year. You got the rest of a lot of them done this summer. The one that just jumps out at me that I cannot for the life of me figure out is a one-year deal for Carlson. I mean, why would he do that? Am I missing something here?
Well, he's we tried different types of deals, and it is when a guy scores 43 goals, can he do that again? He's betting on himself that he can. What we didn't want to do was get locked into a long-term deal at a really high number, and then he doesn't reach a number commensurate with a 43 goal scorer. So he scored 43 goals, but is he a 43 goal scorer in the future? Yeah. And so it wasn't easy. And I would have liked a longer term deal. He really likes it here. We like him.
Yeah.
I think we'll get something worked out, but he's betting on himself, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I like the player with that kind of resolve and confidence, and sort of deep down that real strength, deep down in his soul. So let's see how this year goes, and it's, whatever he is, we'll pay him at that level.
It's hard to find guys that bet on themselves today, isn't it? Usually they want the term. Usually they want the safety net. I understand they bet on themselves and they believe in themselves, but usually they'll want term.
Well,
that's why it sort of shocked me.
Unless George really lowballed him.
George, you can't offer him $975 on a five-year deal.
I thought it was a pretty handsome deal, but we'll get back to it at some point.
Get it done.
George, you're paying Pacioretty like he's a 40-goal scorer here. Obviously, he has to come in and replace the goals that James Neal scored, but they are different type of players. What have you seen so far out of Pacioretty?
He's played three games and got three goals. He's got one heck of a shot. He's got a really well-rounded game. What excites you is we kept hearing that he wanted to come here. This is where he wanted to play. It blew him away when he played here. He had heard all season that from other people that it's a really neat place to play. And then when he played here, he said he never had that kind of experience. And, so he comes here in our first exhibition game, is completely sold out. It felt like a playoff game. It was crazy. And it's, I think, the kind of environment that will help a player like this. It's exciting. It keeps them motivated. It keeps them involved. He's a real good player, real good two-way player. And again, Turk really advocated for him because he knows him as a person and worked in Montreal and thought that he could be a 35 goal scorer for us.
George, last one, and we'll let you get on with your afternoon. You've had a wild ride, as we mentioned off the top, for the past 12 months. It's been a lot of fun. Now that you have some, or had a chance to step back and look at what that season was, what do you think your best move was in constructing this team?
I just think the way that we did the expansion draft, we had more favorable rules than other teams, so we should have had a better team, but I thought we really executed well. we worked at it very, very hard, very comprehensively, and we were ready for that. When we got to the expansion draft, we were really well prepared. There were no surprises, and we got a real good team out of it, and the surplus picks we were looking for. So we fulfilled both objectives, and I hope we can be a good team for a long time, because it's been fantastic for this market. It really helped this market in the wake of October 1 last year, and it's been great for the league. So I think, when new teams come in, they should be really healthy and contribute to the league and overall revenues and everything else, and we did.
It's been a home run story. Best of luck continuing said story. George, thanks so
good
much
luck,
for stopping
George.
By.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.